We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside longtime color analyst Stan Weber. We talk K-State basketball on the program today. And right now, the Wildcats waiting to play at Texas on Saturday after having a ball game on Wednesday night at home against Iowa State postponed because of COVID protocol. Stan, it's really when you go back to football and through this portion of men's basketball, the first time this has happened. And in some ways, that's a pretty remarkable feat. It has happened, and you have to deal with that, but it is pretty crazy that this is the first time after all these months.
Yeah, the underlying thing that is going on is that you're constantly battling the COVID virus. You have it infiltrate into your program. You're doing all kinds of testing. You're being very careful, and you're completely being affected by who's available, who can practice. Then if there's a close contact, you've got to go research it very well, confirm, and then put them into a safety position. There's so much detail, so much intense work being done behind the scenes. It's kind of like that picture of the duck going across the water, but you look down below, if you could see it paddling like crazy. Well, behind the scenes, K-State football, K-State basketball, all athletic programs have been doing that, Wyatt. They've been paddling. It's been a lot of work. There's been a lot of effect. K-State fans know about it when sometimes the game starts in football and you go, oh, that person's not available. Okay, I bet I know why. So it's been something that's been there and K-State's been working with a long time. So it is amazing, Wyatt, when you put it into that context, to say this is the first time that K-State is going to have to miss a ball game, that they've been able to go as far as they have in basketball and then make it all the way through the football season playing their games is pretty impressive. But this is the battle that's going on. Basketball is a little bit harder because your roster is just not as big. You get one guy and they live together a lot, and suddenly, you know, you can't play games, and we're seeing a lot of postponements around the country.
Yeah, and going back to last Saturday's tilt at home with Oklahoma State, you look at that situation, a 70-54 home loss, and K-State had six scholarship players available with a couple of walk-ons. That's the minimum required by the conference. So K-State was pretty iffy going into that game. And you think about it, I'm looking at the box score of that game. Selton Miguel played 38 minutes and 31 seconds. Mike McGurl, 40 minutes. Dejuan Gordon, 39:05. Rudy Williams, 40 minutes. Wow, that's hard to ask those guys against that level of competition to do that. And they did the best they could, but K-State fell short.
Yeah, I think it is very important to point that out, because that game right there was against a talented Oklahoma State team that you can see what they did during midweek games this week, beating Kansas and being ahead by 19 points. We know they were 19 points ahead against West Virginia on a big Monday just the week before and lost that lead. So this is a talented team they had to play with, and you were ready to get rolling, and suddenly you realize you have only six players, and then Carlton Lingard is really not able to practice very much because his back is so sore right now. So you almost – it's hard to count him as a full-time player. Any minutes you get out of him ends up being a bonus coverage. So what happened in that ballgame is K-State played pretty well and was right in the ballgame with about 2 or 3 minutes left in the first half. And then suddenly, at points in the game, you could see that they ran out of gas. Now you get your second win. You get your third win. These are great athletes. They're not out of shape. But they're playing at a high level, and they are supposed to push it to the max to compete and then take a rest every once in a while. And they don't need much rest. You think about Wyatt when you watch a game and you get under that 16-minute time, and then there's a media timeout. And then you're looking for that 12-minute. Well, if they run a little long and there's no fouls, no turnovers, balls out of bounds, and suddenly they run past the 12-minute mark down to the 10, you start seeing everybody's gassed on the floor. They all need just a little break. But when you can't sub, K-State could not find that ability to stay at that level. And that's really when Oklahoma State separated, I thought, is that they were going through their normal rotations, playing their normal minutes, playing at a high level. K-State was giving it a good effort. But there's no way you can play 40 minutes against guys who are taking turns and playing 30 minutes each. And that's what happened in that game. So that was an outing where K-State really sucked it up and said, let's do the right thing for the league. Let's try our best. But, man, they had their hand tied behind their back in that ball game, and I think that was a big story in the game, because when they were fully fresh, K-State played right with Oklahoma State, not predicting that, oh, they would have won, because OSU does a nice job and has won a ton of road games. I think that's OSU's fifth road game this year, the most in any team in the Big 12 conference. So They would have been hard to beat. There's no doubt about it. But you saw it there, Wyatt. It was close for a long time, and you just felt for K-State because they didn't have anywhere to go. They just did not have the guys to come out. And then when you don't have Nigel Pack, your point guard, that's a big deal. Rudy Williams, I thought he did a great job sucking it up. I don't know what his total minutes were, but 40. That was a big step up for him. That was really impressive.
Yeah, he played the entire game, never came out all 40 minutes. That's really, truly amazing. And a shout-out to Joe Petrakis, too, the 6'9 redshirt sophomore from Valley Center High School, played at Dodge City Community College. He's a walk-on, Stan. In the game, he played 15 minutes plus, 6 points. And in the post-game afterwards, in the presser, he talked about his entire family is K-Staters. And people, and I'm paraphrasing certainly here, but you know, people have no idea what that meant to him. And you've been around here a long time. You're a K-Stater through and through, too. You think about in the Bruce Weber era some of the walk-on types that have been around here. Thrilled to see him get that type of opportunity. Not excited about why, because of the COVID protocol, but I thought he answered the bell and did a heck of a job under those circumstances.
Well, it's really well said, and it's nice to really focus in on the backstory about how many people in this state care about the university, and if they have a kid playing high school, they would dream of them getting a chance to walk on and be a part of a program. And then to get on the court, you know, I can say Pearson McAtee and his family and how much they love the opportunity and how he worked just to help K-State win any way he could, even if he wasn't on the court. That's just one example. There are a lot of others. But Joe Petrakis, you know, the thing that I want to say, Wyatt, is not only congratulations and just big shout out to his family. I went to Goddard High School, and our rival, this wasn't a heated rival, Wyatt, but, you know, our rival was supposedly, when I was in school, Valley Center. So I know exactly where he came from. You know, that's the league I played in. It just makes it even more real to me about what a K-State family would do to see their son play in that situation. But the thing I want to advance to is get back to that hardcore basketball, Wyatt. You know, this is big-time athletics and all of that. We don't always have to hear these great backstories. I was impressed with what he did on the court, not for a walk-on who was thrown out there in a bad situation. Wyatt, I was impressed.
Me too.
With what he did on the court. And I think when they go back and watch the tape, I think Bruce Weber is going to be able to show the fundamentals that he played with. He played within himself. He's not at the level of the Oklahoma State players or even the scholarship players that K-State has probably. I mean, it is a little bit of a challenge for him to survive out there. Yet, you know what he did? He avoided mistakes. He didn't do anything dumb. He made the fundamental plays, but he played with the aggressiveness that you need. If he was open for a shot and it was in the offense, he took the shot. He finished at the rim. He played defense. He didn't make dumb fouls. I was impressed with his fundamental play because, Wyatt, when K-State got tired in this game, this microcosm of a game, what happened? Too many turnovers, too many lazy plays, right? But if you go back and look at the season right now, and you know K-State doesn't have the record that they want, it's a developing program. The thing that's really held K-State back is throughout a ball game, there are lulls where it seems like a lot of players, not just one or two, but a lot of players make some fundamental errors with don't make the easy play and turn the ball over, and that has made a difference in K-State being where they are. I thought Joe did a fantastic job of just showing on the court with the same players, K-State, real uniforms, real game. The guys, if you just play with the fundamentals of simplicity, believe in what Bruce Weber's saying, I think that's a growth opportunity. And so I hope he gets some more minutes, but I thought he was a great beacon of light to say, hey, look, guys, Bruce Weber's been telling you, keep it simple and we'll be better. And look how good Joe did. Did anyone think Joe could do this good in those 15 minutes? I sure didn't expect it, Wyatt. I mean, my jaw dropped. I go, that's good. Hey, that's a good play. Hey, nice play. You didn't make a mistake. Way to grab that ball, turn and score. I mean, he was a legitimate player out there, even though you were thinking, oh, boy, K-State is to the end of the bench, and I hope his family's enjoying this because, man, this is going to be a rough go for him. It wasn't that way at all. I thought he looked like a legitimate fundamental player, and I'm very happy for him.
We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Also, Authentic Brand is the official apparel provider of the K-State Sports Network. Shop K-State gear at authentic-brand.com. That's authentic-brand.com. Well, let's talk about the Wildcats' opponent on Saturday. Hopefully we get the ball game in. Kansas State in Austin to take on the University of Texas. And, Stan, I don't know if it's fair to say that they're a big surprise, but I think it's a surprise that they're as high as fourth in the country right now in the national polls at 10-1. Their only loss to Villanova. Man, is this a good team. Excuse me. No doubt.
Well, the biggest surprise I have is Shaka Smart with his hair and mask.
For
looks
sure.
Like he looks like he ought to be on the court, man.
Yeah.
He looks so young. It's hard for me to recognize him compared to, you know, first of all, they used to always wear suits and sure. fancy clothes, right? Right. Now they're wearing more of a basketball gear, you know, like a practice gear or nicer right. than that. Then he's got the mask on, and he seems like he always has it in place, you know, very disciplined. And then he's grown his hair out, and I go, who's the young guy running around talking to the players? I mean, it's all a little bit of a surprise to me. Like, Shaka, man, what's going on? He looks great, and the team does as well. What they did in Lawrence, now it's adjusted without fans, right? I mean, do you really sure. count that you won a game at Allen Fieldhouse? I don't know how they're going to look at that. 20 years from now, when they're talking to their friends, they're going to say, we beat Kansas by about 25 points in Allen Fieldhouse. That's why we were ranked in the top five.
Right.
You know, it's very impressive. We've seen Kansas, for instance, have their back to the wall this week. I mentioned the Oklahoma State game where they were down by 19 points in the midweek game. Well, I didn't say that Kansas came back and blew that 19-point deficit apart and had a three-point lead in the last minute or so of the ball game. That's the kind of thing KU does. They didn't do it against Texas. Think about that. In Allen Fieldhouse, down by 15 points or so, you're thinking, okay, here comes a run by KU. Texas might win. They're playing well, but here comes the run, and it's going to be a nail-biter. And it never happened. How impressive is that? Why? We've not seen that. Texas hit the accelerator, separated, and looked so comfortable playing on the road, playing at Kansas. And they just looked athletic. They look like they are playing free. And I think it makes them very dangerous. Now, can they be perfectly consistent? We've seen the answer is not easily yes, because they should have lost to West Virginia. If you go watch that game, West Virginia was a better team for most of the minutes. But credit them. How about Jones on the day of the anniversary of his diagnosis with the illness? Is the day that he hits a three-pointer in a corner to win a game against West Virginia with the clock running down.
Absolutely.
That's a great story. They found a way to win a tough game at West Virginia when they weren't the best team. They found a way to outclass Kansas on the road. I'm very impressed. Like you said, Wyatt, you have to say a little surprised. Not that we're trying to disrespect this ball club, but when you're a team in a top five, that deserves probably a surprise for almost any team in the country. It's hard to be one of the best in the country and have an only loss being Villanova. Yes, this Texas team is at a high level right now, and you just wonder, are they going to be able to consistently do it game after game? Because right now they got a two-game lead over Kansas in the loss column, and they got Baylor right there with them. So we'll see. I've been very impressed, Wyatt. Their program looks to me, what I will say is they're playing with a confidence but not a nervousness. Sometimes you feel pressure, right, when you're supposed to be good and you can't lose. I don't see them playing with pressure. I see them playing loose and not being scared of losing and just saying, let's go. We have confidence in ourselves. And I think that makes them more dangerous than if everyone said, hey, make sure you don't make mistakes and you don't lose games. So Texas, very impressive. Going to be a tough game for K-State, but hand it to Shaka Smart and the guys. A very good job so far.
No doubt about that. That ball game, by the way, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you on the K-State Sports Network starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame show. I guess one final thought here away from K-State basketball to wrap up our podcast this week, Stan. Our congratulations to Darren Sproles for making it into the College Football Hall of Fame. He'll go in next December or this December. I don't even know where to start in trying to describe his career at Kansas State. You could probably do that better than I, so the microphone is yours. What an incredible talent and what an incredible young man. We're so proud of him.
Yes, you know, we have a lot of fun talking about K-State football for many, many reasons. But when you hear Joe Petrakis' story, you know, kids who love K-State, who grew up in Kansas, why, there's just a little extra special on that for me, because that meant that these people grew up in this state, had a pride, even if they weren't rooting for KU or K-State, there's a state pride. And you think about Mark Cimino, College Football Hall of Famer, a Kansas kid, you know, just amazing that he is a superstar, an NFL superstar, and a college Hall of Famer. Well, you say the same thing about Darren Sproles. And yeah. I knew about Darren Sproles when he was in high school. Gene Weir was his high school coach at Olathe North, and they were a dominant team, and he was a dominant player. Yet people still wondered if they wanted to recruit him. You know, does he really deserve a scholarship? That was the question going around. And Gene Weir, who I happen to know, was telling me, this guy is as good a player as I've ever seen. Stan, it's incredible. Well, I was able to do his high school all-star game. There's a high school all-star game in Kansas City, Missouri versus Kansas. So Wyatt, I was on the TV call that day, and I saw Darren Sproles take a pitch out on an option. The ball was snapped from about the 15-yard line. They run to the right. He gets the ball pretty early. They make the quarterback pitch. So everybody knows Darren Sproles has the ball. He's now 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. From the hash mark to the sideline is all he has to maneuver, and there are at least three players who have angles unblocked who are going to go tackle him. And so I watched Darren Sproles, and he takes – this is early in the game, and he takes off. And I said, you know, he'll gain some yardage. He's good. And then he juked the first guy out. And I go, yeah, he'll get 7 or 10 yards. He's good. Make a long story short, he juked out three guys and went untouched into the end zone. Untouched. And I go, I said, oh, my gosh. Everything Gene Weir told me about this guy is true. So then he went on to K-State, unfortunately got tackled and hurt his shoulder, so we didn't learn about him at the beginning of his career. But what a warrior, Wyatt. They call him Tank because he's big and strong. When you go wide and speed, he's hard to tackle. He's not the tallest guy, but just humble, hardworking, and everything that Bill Snyder football is about is really encompassed right there in Darren Sproles. I don't think there's any better example. If you say Bill Snyder and you only have one thing to select to summarize everything about his football players, and I go, Darren Sproles, superstar, NFL superstar, positioned to possibly be, Wyatt, possibly in consideration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay? That's how good he is, yet you think about how humble he is, how hard he worked, how much he trusted in the hard work and direction that Bill Snyder gave him, how humble he was. This is everything K-State football has become because of what Bill Snyder built. I don't know if there's any better example than just point to Darren Sproles. And all he did is give you a little smile and a nod and not talk. You know, just say, story's been told. Watch me play. It's awesome to be associated with him. One of the great joys I had, Wyatt, was he didn't like doing interviews very much, but after his last game his senior year, he came over and did an interview with him on our network. So that was a lot of fun. I was saying, hey, Darren, people want to hear from you. I know you're so humble, but one time, let's go do an interview. And we did. So what a great way to kind of put a final touch on that, to have that opportunity, Wyatt. And I also have to say, we're not done yet, Wyatt. We have one more thing. You know, the other thing that I have a great opportunity to do, I not only interview Darren Sproles, I get to talk on podcast, radio broadcast with you. And you, congratulations, are again the Kansas Broadcaster of the Year. The news just came out. So I want to give you a big congratulations. You may not be as cool as Darren Sproles, I'll have to say. I think College Football Hall of Fame announcer would be better. But Kansas Broadcaster of the Year, congratulations. Well-deserved. That's got to make you and your family, and I know all of K-Staters, very proud to say you are our play-by-play guy.
Well, you're very, very kind. And I so appreciate it. It's been an honor and a privilege to work with you over these last 19 years, and I'm just thrilled I'm doing it at Kansas State. And by the way, great job in putting Darren's scenario into its proper perspective. So well done. That's going to wrap it up this week for the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.